Well, hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas and it's time for Texas Homegrown Music, and I've got my guest today, Kyle Garrett, coming in all the way from Austin. Oh, he's a Texas boy, born and raised right here, right around the corner here from where the studio is in Carrollton, but we sure do love having him drive up here just to be a part of the show, and I know you guys are going to enjoy it. He's got a new country record out. He's also got a podcast that he'll tell you about, so I want you guys to be sure and listen in on that. But for right now, I'm going to sing a song with my friend. This is Andy Timmons on guitar, and a song that he wrote called Blood is Thicker Than Water on one of my older records. And we'll be right back with Kyle Garrett. You better know it.
Don't you realize you're ever stinging my life?
everybody. It's Maylee Thomas with Texas Homegrown Music, and I've got Kyle Garrett in the studio with me today. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Drove all the way up here from Austin and hit the traffic, and I appreciate you guys making the trek.
Yeah, you bet.
So, I'm not gonna spend too much time trying to talk about who you are, because I think you can do that better than I can.
Sure.
But you are involved in so many things besides just being a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And I'd love for you to share some of your vision with people as to, you know, what it was that got you where you are doing music, but also all the other projects that you have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It all revolves around being a singer-songwriter. That's where it started, and then I kind of got pulled away from it in a way. I was in a rock band for a long time. We toured the country on a very small scale, but, stayed busy out there.
Yeah.
And then COVID shut all that down like it did for everybody. And so during that time, I got creative and got an internship with some company I'd never heard of. And they had me start this podcast that was promoting Texas country music. And although I lived in Texas my whole life, I really had no idea what Texas country even was. Grew up listening to, mainstream country and rock and roll and all that stuff. And turns out I really like Texas country. The woman that I co-host the show with is the podcast called Texas Toast. And she was a programmer in Matagorda, Texas, and Sealy for a while, Texas country. And so I just got sucked in. I ended up getting a job tour managing for Bree Bagwell. And I worked with John Bauman and a couple other people. And now it's my whole life. I haven't been able to avoid it, not that I've wanted to. And now, I went and made a country record, and it's my first solo project that I've ever worked on in my career, and it's been a whole lot of fun. And, here we are playing shows and doing it all.
Well, it's interesting because you don't know that much about me, but it's a very similar situation.
Cool.
Because, I grew up in the 70s and 80s and listening to pretty much classic rock, blues, soul, R&B, and a little bit of country, bluegrass, only because my grandfather was a fiddle player.
Oh, wow.
But he passed away when I was really young. My husband was always the country guy.
Mm.
It was that we were just like that, he's a little bit country and I'm a little bit rock and roll kind of thing.
Right, totally.
But getting into this I was asked by a radio station to host a show about Texas artists, and the more I looked into Texas artists, the more I just had to make it about the country roots here.
Yeah.
And kind of, as we all know, our Texas country is it's a melding of a lot of different styles.
Absolutely.
But what I love about it is the people, and I don't know, it's just a very, it's hard to describe because I've been playing music for my whole life, right? Mm. But Texas artists and country artists seem to work together well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always collaborating. And I think a lot of it is because for years, a lot of them were getting songs written by other people.
Right.
And so when they were having a hard time writing, they'd call somebody in and then they'd end up doing these collaborations. And it just seems like they share the stage more freely than any other genre. And I'm not trying to downplay other people's genres out there, so don't take it wrong that I'm saying other people don't know how to share their toys with others or play well with others. But I have found that in the country music vein, and especially Texas, it seems like everybody is really trying to give each other a hand up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's why, I got pulled in the way that I did, because there's so much family camaraderie that happens. And that's very different from the other scenes I kind of was a part of as a young adult and a teenager. It's community. And that's why we do Texas Toast as well. It's all about the family and uplifting, young artists, or talking to the, just like you, talking to the more tenured artists and getting them to share their advice with people like me so that I can take that and, apply it. And I think a lot of the collaboration has to do with just like being friends with people. Like in other scenes, it seems like there's a bit of competition, and there's really not that here. And we say genre, but it's not even really a genre as we probably, or you, I assume, talk about all the time, because it's, rock, or it's, I did an interview with somebody the other day and I was talking about Texas country and they're like, wait, you consider yourself country? And I was like, I guess so. And they're like, no, we didn't even think you were a country artist. And it's like, that kind of sums it up, it's,
well,
it's a family.
The bummer for me has always been when people say, what kind of music do you do?
Mm,
and
yeah.
It's really more about being an artist.
Right.
And but you know, it's just the way it's set up, especially radio stations now, and music in general has changed so much in the last 20 years. You know, when we started out, you know you had to save up money just to go into a studio to try to cut a single or try to cut a record. Yep. And now we've got everybody, you know, cutting songs in their living room and uploading them, and boom, they've got thousands of followers, and they're trying to find ways to, you know, monetize that.
Right.
I still think that what it's come down to for so many artists is that you just have to get out and play.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think that's different about country music, and it's been that way on purpose, is they are encouraged to get to know their fans.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, I think Nashville's been very strong on, you know, all their festivals that allow these fans to really come out and be a part of
right.
the action.
Right.
And you and I both know, and I know this from a personal level, and I'm sure you have found it, that if you can talk to one of your fans even once, you've got them for life.
Sure. And that's, to me, that, you know, going back to the family thing in Texas country, that's what makes it that, is the fans. You know, there's so much support from the listeners and the fans of the music. So it's much less about, you know, how much electric guitar you've got in the song or whatever, but it's about the story and your connection with those people, which I think kind of in a weird way goes really hand in hand with the kind of shift you were talking about with, you know, the way getting your music out there and stuff works these days. You have the social media presence and people want to know about your life and what you're doing. And not to say that I'm good at letting people know, or maybe not as good as I should be, but I think those two things really go hand in hand, and that's why this, you know, quote unquote Texas thing is working and thriving the way that it is.
Well, I really do believe that people want to know because they want to feel like they're not alone in their situations and the way that they look through life.
Yeah.
And music for them, you know, obviously we know how comforting music can be for us.
Right.
I think we all found out how much music meant to us during COVID when we weren't able to go out and be a part of it again.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and so when it came back strong.
Yeah.
And I love seeing these people that follow artists and they go to their shows all over year after year after year, and they get to know these people in a very personal way.
Yeah.
And it just makes your connection so strong. And I love that about this.
Yep.
And so if there's anything I can say about this genre, it is that Texas country artists and fans have a connection like no other.
Yep. I fully agree.
I think they feel like they're a part of it and they're part of their journey.
Yeah.
So talk to me about, what was the impetus for you, though, on the country music scene? Obviously you're saying that you played rock music before.
Yeah.
Did you always play guitar?
No, I didn't. You know, my first band, I was the drummer. Or actually, I started on keys. I took a little bit of piano lessons when I was a kid and didn't like it, but tried to kind of teach myself at one point, and ended up playing drums in like a kind of blues classic rock cover band when we were in middle school or whatever. And picked up guitar just for the sake of, like, I had stories I wanted to tell, you know, super simple little teenager, angsty, grumpy stories at the time. But, you know, it just felt like it was the only thing that really made sense. I tried to play sports and all that stuff when I was a kid, and it just didn't click. And I had two parents who really loved music, and my dad was, you know, a musician. He played guitar when he was a teenager. Never did it professionally or anything, but, you know, I joke all the time, tell everybody the Dixie Chicks are my favorite band. And I don't know if that's really true, but I draw so much influence from their writing and their, you know, kind of that aggression and angst and Natalie's voice and the drums. And so I always was influenced by that music, but metal and hard rock was kind of just what I found when I was in high school or whatever.
Sure.
And so I just played the music that other people wanted to play because I wanted to play. And now I guess I saw the opportunity to kind of do my own thing, and my band kind of wasn't really doing anything anymore after COVID anyways. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, I wrote these songs and I'm going to go cut a record and see what happens. And then it sat for 2 years doing nothing, and now it's finally starting to come out.
Yay. So. Well, I'm so glad it is. And you just dropped a new single.
Yep.
Just past week called Who's Keeping Score.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that one's that's probably one of the more, you know, traditionally country songs. It's a waltz, and it's kind of, to me, it's about either avoiding or sitting with avoiding you know, maybe like regrets or bad decisions you've made, and things like that. And it, you know, has a lot of the country elements lyrically, but that's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It's a lot of fun. The chorus is really powerful. It's kind of just like coming to terms with, that we make mistakes and we have to just figure out how to live through it, you know?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. It's just part of our growth.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've always told my kids, just try.
Yeah.
And if you make a mistake, just learn from it, but just try.
Yep.
And don't let the fear of making a mistake keep you from doing it.
Sure.
So, it's a great song, and I want to play it so people can know exactly why I was excited about having you on the show. And one more time, tell everybody about Texas Toast.
Yeah, so Texas Toast you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're twice a week podcast. Every Tuesday we interview a up-and-coming or artist that you've heard of before. And every Friday me and Miss Helen talk about a couple new releases and just all the other stuff going on in the Texas country scene.
So if you want to hear some new things out there, check it out, Texas Toast. But right now we're playing Kyle Garrett's new song called Who's Keeping Score, and we'll be right back on Texas Homegrown Music right here with Maylee Thomas.
18 beer is what it's gonna take any given night. Be okay, I'm 13 gone. Still keeping score, 5 more to go before I won't be missing you anymore. It's been a long, long week, working all day, not getting anything done, daydreaming of your face. And I walk the line, always end up on your side. Honey, you wouldn't do this to me, and I can't help but imagine what you're feeling. How do you keep on putting up with me? 5 more down and you'll see another side of me.
We're back with Kyle Garrett here at Texas Homegrown Music talking about this project that he's got going and also all the other projects that he's done. And I know that you you put out a little EP a while back.
Yeah.
A song called Spotlight.
Yep. So that was like the first batch of kind of country tunes that I'd written. And I got with some friends in Houston and we just recorded a little home EP. I wanted to put some songs out. And that was before, and I'm sure we'll get into all this, but that was before I, you know, raised a bunch of money through crowdfunding to make this record that I'm currently putting out. But I never really promoted it, so it's funny now. People are starting to find these songs, and it's cool.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, I don't know if you notice, a lot of artists have things that are in the can, and then all of a sudden when they start getting a following, they go, oh, maybe I'll pull some of this old stuff out, and it's like all new to people, because they weren't really paying attention before.
Yeah.
So, well, why don't you play Spotlight for us, then when you come back, let's talk about this project a little bit.
You bet.
On the lights, 'cause I just rode into town. Everybody's dancing like a rodeo clown. Cut loose, out on the floor I might, but my eyes are glued on one I came for tonight. We've got a special one in the crowd, and she knows what I'm thinking about. Making my way down to you, give me one step, two step, whoa. I like it when you talk to me like that. I love it when you dance like you're kinda mad. I like to get you out of those boots. Won't you leave here with me and we'll break all the rules, yeah. Won't you play that groovy song? Get the ladies singing along, yeah. Well, I've got my eyes on you and you're bulletproof. We've got a special one in the crowd, and she's got herself a dirty mouth. You never know what to do when she's talking to you. I like it when you talk to me like that. I love it when you dance like you're kinda mad. I like to get you out of those boots. Won't you leave here with me and we'll break all the rules. And when you talk to me like that, in a whole other world you could be my girl. And when you move the way you do, all the lights go down, but the spotlight over you. I want it all to go my way, and she's made it abundantly clear. I'm not the only guy she's got her eyes on tonight. That's a bet I'm willing to place. I want it all to go my way. Just made it abundantly clear. I'm not the only guy she's got her eyes on tonight. That's a bet I'm willing to place. But I like it when you talk to me like that. I love it when you dance like you're kinda mad. I like to get you out of those boots. Won't you leave here with me and we'll break all the rules. And when you talk to me like that, in a whole other world you could be my girl. And when you move the way you do, all the lights go down but the spotlight over you. Oh, 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 yeah.
Nice, nice. I just love it that that some of these times I can have these guys in the studio and they get to play live for us on the air. I love it. And I love it that you brought your girlfriend today.
Yeah,
and
she's,
you know,
hanging out.
I'll tell you what. The fact that she came here with you and that she's with you through all this stuff tells me a whole lot, because, girl, it's a tough life, as you're going to find out the more and more and more. you don't have your weekends. You don't have your evenings. You get to know waiters and waitresses at clubs and managers, and you get to see some of the back stuff that happens, and sometimes it's really good, and sometimes you're going, I can't believe they're treating us like this. But it's a life that I know you've already gotten a little piece of. And the fact that she's here with you today speaks highly of y'all's connection. How long y'all been together?
Coming up on 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah, she knows all about it. She's
seen the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
good.
She's seen it all.
Well, it's important. Well, again, I always have to say something because I know what it's like having bands and certainly seeing a lot of my players go through some girlfriends that. They met them in the bar, they met them playing music, and then they get together and they want them to quit. And it's like, you know, that's a silly thing to ask when this is really who they are, not just what they do.
Right.
And I know you can relate to that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, she met me when I was touring with another artist, and I was gone every weekend. We would spend Thursday evenings together, basically. So she knows all about it, and, you know, we're...
Well, now that you're doing your solo thing and you're out there on your own, it's a whole different thing because she's not only supporting you, but she's supporting your craft.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that probably sorry makes to pull it you a in on better. This, but I feel like that probably makes it a little easier, right?
I think it makes it a little more worth it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, she's more supportive because it's, you know, I'm chasing my dreams.
Exactly. Yeah. She's being a part of yours and you're letting her, you know, be a part of that journey, which is... And don't forget the journey, honey, because that's the fun part.
Sure.
You know, yeah. there really is no arrival, by the way. You know, I love when I talk to my artists and they go, well, when I get to this place, and I'm like, no, there's really no getting there. It's not like something's going to hit you and all of a sudden you go, oh, this is it. Because we're constantly just reinventing and, you know, creating. And I can tell you that having played for... more than 3 decades, it's just a constant thing, you know. So talk to me about this record and what it took. And I know, you know, you probably recorded a lot of it a little while ago. But
yeah.
I think you said you still got some of a lot of the same players. And
yep. So it was a while back. Long story short, I saw an Instagram ad, basically a studio, and they were looking for country artists, and they set it up to make it seem like they were looking to, like, maybe develop an artist. So I thought, oh, cool, if I get picked, then I'll get to make a record, and they'll, you know, develop me. It's not what it was. It ended up being, like, a crowdfunding thing that I could have said no to, but I ultimately decided to do it because I wouldn't have been able to make this record otherwise, and ended up raising north of, like, $12,000 to record a batch of songs, and they hooked me up with the producer. I had no idea who he was, and ended up being a dream team. His name's Tim Lightyear. He was, you know Tim?
Yeah, I've had him on the show.
Yeah.
Actually, he's going to be playing on the TMR stage this year for Texas Music Revolution.
So I love that guy. He's, you know, we've become good friends since
then. Well, a very similar situation, because Tim played, different genres of music and has settled into doing a country thing that I think really works well.
Yep. So, yeah. You know Tim now. So
yeah.
We're on the same page.
Yes. Yeah, so talk to me about that, though, because, I mean, it's very personal when you write a song and then you kind of give it this, you know, this little baby that you've birthed and you go, here, can you help me raise it and, you know, take it to where you think it needs to go?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of unsettling at first because you really don't know if that person understands you. Tim seems to be the kind of guy that's very open to getting to know who the artist is.
Yeah, I think he tried really, really hard to one, actually get to know me, but two, make it known that he was doing that with me in the beginning. Because like I said, we were like paired. We didn't choose each other. Or I guess I think he had a hand in, helping select me to be a part of that crowdfunding thing. Maybe, I'm not sure actually. But he was brand new to me. We had a phone call. It went over great. I thought I was going to go in the studio and make a bunch of, like, country songs. Like, I wanted them to be no electric guitar, like, bunch of steel. And he was like, dude, no. Like, we can do that if you want, but we're going to go with your roots. We're going to go with the stuff that you've already succeeded doing, you know, meaning the older rock stuff. And we just went in the studio. We recorded a little bit in Houston at Edgewater Studios, and then we came up to Drew Herrickel's place, he plays keys for Cody Jinks, and we did the rest of it out there. Just spent 3 or 4 days just kind of messing around, you know, being productive, and we got it all done, but we were just experimenting, went crazy. Like, there was one point where we were using a butter knife on a bass guitar, like, just making weird noises, and it just... And you'll know exactly where that is on the record, actually, when that song comes out.
I'm going to be listening for the butter knife on the bass. I love
but
that.
Man, we just had a blast. It was so much fun. Dylan Welsh, who's in Lowdown Drifters, was there, and he co-engineered some stuff and played a bunch of bass and guitar. But yeah, they just pushed the songs, and I totally let them take the reins. You know, there might have been one or two things where it's like, I just can't get behind that. But for the most part, it was just like, wow, I never would have thought of that, and I'm so glad you guys had this idea, you know.
Well, and the nice thing about Tim and, of course, some of the other players you're talking about, because they have toured and they have been out there with some pretty good success. You know, Tim was with Shane and, you know, all these other bands for years touring. He kind of had a feel for what people were actually responding to.
Absolutely.
And he's made all of these great connections.
Yep.
And, again, it's one of those things where he'll call them up, and a lot of these players, if they're not doing anything, they're like, sure, I'll come in and play on this guy's record if you tell me, you know, or I'll be a part of it or whatever. Yep. And I love that about the whole family thing that we talked about in country music. So you're dropping these and I'm sure since this record obviously was pretty much put together mostly before COVID, was it? Or?
No, it was all recorded. We crowdfunded the money at kind of the tail end of COVID.
Okay.
Like, when the peak of the craziness. And then we recorded it in the beginning of 2022. So about two years ago we recorded it. I was on the road with other bands and just kind of tabled this. Was waiting for the right time, you know, wanted to get all the pieces in order and, you know, the resources and stuff. And decided kind of middle of last year, like, I'm going to go for this, you know, and it's all planned out.
Well, I'm so glad you did. The songs are really great. I love them. And we're getting ready to play Backseat Driver. You want to give me a little something about it?
Yeah, that one's fun. The idea there was just to kind of take something that's, you know, traditionally bad and make it into like a good, I guess just an ironic. It was almost like a prompt. I just wanted to write a song, and I get called a backseat driver a lot, and I know that that's not a great thing, and I'm not proud of that. but I turned it into, you know, I'm glad to be her backseat driver.
There you go.
You know,
it's kind of like a support.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not necessarily like giving her critiques, but it's like the little things in the relationship, for example, or any relationship, you know, if she can't decide where she wants to go eat for dinner, or like I leave a bunch of dirty dishes in the sink. It's like the back and forth there is all worth it if you've got the right person.
It's like being the safety net.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Backseat Driver from Kyle Garrett, and we'll be right back on Texas Homegrown Music. I'm going to get you to play one of your newer songs if you don't mind when we come back. All right, here we go.
Trying to get lost tonight. I'm a little fucked up. Gonna have to drive. Wait, I think you missed your turn. We've still got plenty of time. Green lips to burn. I'm riding around with my girl and I'm chilling in the backseat. She flips her head, she's staring back at me. What have I gotten myself into? Good Lord, I'm in head over boots. She takes me out and she brings me home. And I just tell her where to go. I'm looking for my lighter. Cause I'm a backseat driver. She takes a wrong turn, it's easy to pretend nothing went wrong. Nothing to be said. It's easy to not care. We can go anywhere. Riding around with my girl and I'm chilling in the backseat. She flips her hair, she's staring back at me. What have I gotten myself into? Good Lord, I'm in head over boots. She takes me out and she brings me home. And I just tell her where to go. I'm looking for my lighter. I'm a backseat driver. She takes it all away, cleans up my mistakes, keeps me around to say. I'm riding around with my girl and I'm chilling in the backseat. She flips her hair, she's staring back at me. But have I gotten myself into? Lord, I'm in head over boots. She takes me out and she brings me home. And I just tell her where to go. I'm looking for.
Well, I'm sure you guys are fans like I am, and I am so glad you guys made the trek to come here and be with me here in the studios today. I'd love for you to play one of your new songs, if you could do that for me. I think you just said you wrote a new song. And
yeah, I wrote one last week that's kind of, it's a little more like mainstream sounding. It's, you know, I've always prioritized in my writing, just I think because of my personal interest in, you know, the type of music that I like, just writing pop songs, something that's catchy, that's, you know, not necessarily like traditional pop, but got a strong chorus and memorable verses. So I wrote one recently that's off the beaten path for me, but I like it a lot. So I think I'm going to try
it. Well, I love off the beaten path, babe. I drive a Jeep, so okay. Let's do it.
Maybe not that bumpy, but we'll see. Cool.
Do you still roll around with those girls on the town, top down, hair blowing in the backseat? I'm at home thinking, do you still think of me? In the park where we're going on Sundays, chilling out, baby, soaking up sun rays. I don't know if you're feeling me today, and it's got me feeling sideways, 'cause I can't stand to be just a memory. Should be you and me walking down 6th Street. If only you could be right here, right now, our place, yeah, I'd ask, do you think of me? Don't wanna waste another minute inside my world without you in it, 'cause there ain't nothing wrong with saying all night long, but we're pretending this never really happened. I never really had it. We go in circles all day, but the conversation's static. I'm just looking for a one-night good time to show you what it's like, 'cause I can't stand to be just a memory. Should be you and me walking down 6th Street. If only you could be right here, right now, our place, yeah, I'd ask, do you think of me? 'Cause I've been dreaming about an Auburn sunrise, a little whiskey on the rocks make it clear skies. I've been thinking about you, what you've been up to, and what you're listening to, but do you think about me? Think about a memory is that it don't talk back to me. I wish it were me driving you crazy.
Still working out kinks.
'Cause I can't stand to be just a memory. Should be you and me walking down 6th Street. If only you could be right here, right now, our place, yeah, I'd ask, do you think of me? 'Cause I've been dreaming about an Auburn sunrise, little whiskey on the rocks make it clear skies. I've been thinking about you, what you've been up to, and what you're listening to, but do you think about me? Do you think about me?
Do you think about me?
I think you need to leave. I'm still working out the kinks, because that works really well.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Right? I'm looking at Connor in there, right? Come on now. That's the kind of thing people like to hear and know.
Because
we're all just working out the kinks constantly,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you don't have many kinks to work out, honey. You really do have a gift, and I love having artists on the show that I haven't had on before and sharing their music with people and letting them be a part of this ride that you're going to go on. Because, I mean, who knows? We don't know where we're going to go, but we know this, that we're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and people are coming out to see you play. And so you guys, is Austin your home now?
Yep, Austin's home base. I've lived, like I mentioned before we started recording, lived all over Texas. But we live pretty much in Austin proper, right in the middle of it all, and it's fun.
You ever hang out at Cosmic Coffee?
No, I mean, she's been to Cosmic. We haven't really been going there.
I love going there because, you know, everybody brings their dogs and you sit outside and you get to see so much fun interaction. And, I don't think I've ever been there that I didn't run into some, recording artist or somebody that's working on films. And, it's just so fun to just sit around and chat with everybody that's, you know, Austin's a really crazy town.
Yeah.
As you all know, I'm down there a lot because I don't know if you know this, but my husband's actually the mayor of McKinney. So a lot of times we'll go down there because he'll have to say something in session.
Got it.
And so it's weird to me that you have this great conglomerate of artists and, you know, and of course the whole scene because of the Capitol, state Capitol and all that going on. But you can go to some of these places and you just feel like, none of that matters. We're all just people trying to make a living.
Oh yeah,
you know, and that's what I love about Cosmic Coffee. So you got to go with her next time.
Yeah,
it's kind of a chill place, right?
It is. Yeah.
You know, and the other reason why I know about it is because when we go down there, most of the time, I'm not with the car, and my husband is. You know, and so I got to be able to walk everywhere. So I kind of stay in the SoCo area, even though I know it's really. Turned into when I first started going there, it was really more for locals, and now it's very touristy, as you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
But I still like to go to Joe's Coffee, and I love to watch people get on the wall, go get their picture made on the "I love you" wall, and you know, I'm a sucker for all that love stuff. And I still like, you know, checking out Continental Club and Sea Boys and Sam's Point and all the little places like that. So do you have a place there that you play ever?
I really don't, to be honest. You know, I've spent most of my childhood and like I guess most of my adult life prior to the last few years in Houston. So my bookings have been keeping me pretty busy in that area.
Okay.
I'm starting to get some stuff going in Dallas, but we're still working on it. You know, it's funny you mentioned like Sam's and Continental and all those places. And there's quite a few, you know, really legendary spots. But I'm trying to find my home in Austin, if that makes sense. You know, I want to have a place that I, you know, really fit in and really, I think can cultivate an audience there just because it's, like you said, it's crazy and it's so diverse and there's so much going on. I don't want to spread myself thin in Austin.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I mean, I couldn't make it in Austin because, you know, there's so much competition.
Sure.
And, you know, you're not going to get paid anything. I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know, there's just too many people that are willing to go play for just whatever the tips are.
Right.
And sometimes it's not so great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it could be a good practice.
Right.
That's how I have to look
at
it.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we've definitely had some gigs where we're going on the road somewhere where we've never been, and we're like, well, this could be a good practice run. Right?
Yeah.
So, well, I am so glad that you came out today. I really appreciate it. Talk to me about what you got coming up at the end of the month. So,
for sure.
You got some gigs that you could tell people to come see you at?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can, first of all, you can find all that at kylegarrettmusic.com.
And it's KYLEGARRETT.
Yeah. Funny story about that. It took me until I was probably 15 to realize that there were two T's in my own middle name. I spelled it wrong
for
15
years. That's hilarious.
But yeah, so you find it all there. The big show up in this area. Well, I guess kind of this area. Burleson is the only full band show I've got on the calendar right now, but we're opening up for my friend Jarrett from Bowling for Soup. He's doing his country band, and it's at a place called Oscars on April 25th. So
cool.
I think that's a Thursday. So
okay.
No reason not to come out to that.
No, and Jarrett's been on the show. Really badass guy.
Oh, he's the best.
And, you know, Bowling for Soup's been around for a long time, but he did the same thing, kind of broke away and did a little country thing, and it's really working for him.
Yeah, I admire the hell out of that guy for that reason. He's, you know, they're overseas touring, playing to thousands of people in Bowling for Soup.
I know.
And then he'll come back home and play to a relatively small crowd.
Yep.
He loves it.
And
so.
He loves it because he told me he loves it because he can connect with the people.
Right.
So if you don't know who Jarrett is, it's Jarrett Ray Reddick, and he's got a country record out, as you guys know, because I've had him on the show.
Mm.
But cool cat, and I'm glad you're going to be doing that show with him. That'll get you in front of people that normally wouldn't see you. And
absolutely.
That's the other thing I love about the collaboration.
Yep.
So. So you guys check him out, Kyle Garrett. All this new music. We're going to close this segment with Working on You. I actually love this song. It's kind of a ballady start But it, but it keeps moving, but it really shines the purity of your voice. So I chose this particular song to play because I dig it myself. You wanted to give me a little bit about it?
Yeah, thank you so much for that, by the way. And also, thank you so much for having me. Absolutely. You know, we've been talking about it for a while, and I'm glad we got to make it in person. Yeah, that song, it's weird. I do this thing, I guess I'm realizing now with my songs, where I kind of flip the perspective, similarly to Backseat Driver. But that one's more about me. It's like what I wanted in a relationship, I think. You know, I just wanted somebody who was going to be patient with me and put a little more work maybe than I deserved into me. And you know, I have found that.
Well, now, as long as you're not a fixer-upper, because you know, I was always drawn to these guys that needed to be, that I felt like I needed to fix them, right?
Yeah.
And there's no fixing another person. Mm. You got to fix yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if she'd call me a fixer-upper, but she's definitely, you know, she's helped me.
She can be a good influence.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
She can. Yeah. Now that I believe in being a good influence, and I've heard people say, "Well, you make me want to be a better person," and that's being a good influence.
Yeah.
Right. But
that's what she does every day.
There you go. See, this is. I feel like next time I see you, you're either going to be wearing one, or you're going to be telling me you guys are going to do the whole hitch thing.
Maybe
or not.
So.
I was. I only got married because my dad pressured me to get married. Mm. I was one of those hippie girls that was, I'm not going to get married. He's like, oh, yes, you are. I'm not leaving this earth till you get married.
You seem pretty happy about it.
33 years later, I'm still very much in love. So it can happen. Of course, I made it easy. I just married my guitar player.
Mm. Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I hired him to be my guitar player 34 years ago.
Congrats.
And 33 years later, we're still playing music together, and now he's the mayor. And I mean, if you told me that a long time ago, he would have been the mayor, I laughed at you. His hair was as long as mine. It was like,
wow, that's crazy.
Not something I expected. But anyway, thank you so much for coming out
thank
and being
you.
A part
it's
of the
pleasure.
Show. And once Great again, plug your podcast. Mm.
Yeah, so Texas Toast Podcast, and you find it on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and we do video and all that stuff. And yeah. Find it wherever you get podcasts.
There you go. And Texas artists, and you know I'm all about that. So thanks a lot for being here, Kyle. Appreciate it. And you guys, please get out there, buy the music, buy the merch, anything that you can do to help these cats, because it's a tough life. I'm telling you, it's tough to make money in this music industry these days when you've got streaming platforms for 0.002 that comes to our mailbox. So just keep that in mind when you're out there supporting, and throw money in the tip jar. And if you do, you do any of the live, you know, from your living room kind of things?
Yeah, I tried some of that stuff during COVID. Post it on TikTok or do some live.
Yeah, it's
stuff,
tough, man.
Yeah, it's not really for me.
It's tough. Well, Kyle Garrett, here's a song called Working on You on Texas Homegrown Music, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready? What the hell are you drinking to help you wash your blues away? I ain't never seen a drink that color, but I won't say a thing. Don't know what I was thinking when I let you walk away. I've been out of my mind, but I'm here to stay. Let's head out there, find some shade, a place to rest your head and take a little break. Well, I'll try to find you some daisies and roses, but it's late in the season and they might be closed. So I'll build a flower garden for you. And it's been hard to pull you together, working on you like some worn down leather. Till the day is through, I'm still working on you. Let me show you the dance floor, where we can move to killing time. We'll waltz around the sawdust floor to alibi. Let's get out there and show your face. Find that this world ain't such an ugly place. Well, I'll try to find you some daisies and roses, but it's late in the season and they might.
I'd be closed. So I'll build a flower garden for you. And it's been hard to pull you together, working on you like some worn out leather. But I won't stop until the day is through. I'm still working on. Late in the season and they might be closed, but I'll build a flower garden for you. And it's been hard to pull you together, working on you like some worn down leather. But I won't stop until the day is through. I'll try to find you some daisies and roses, but it's late in the season and they might be closed. I'll build a flower garden for you. And it's been hard to pull you together, working on you like some worn down leather. But I won't stop until the day is through. Still working on you.
Well, once again, I love being able to bring artists to you to the forefront that maybe you didn't know about. And I know that this is Kyle Garrett's run on country music. He's got his podcast as well called Texas Tea. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy being a part of this journey because he's got some real talent. And I'm so glad that Tim Lightyear turned me on to him. He produced this record that he just dropped, and I loved having him on the show. So I want to say thanks again to my sponsors, of course, the Guitar Sanctuary and Burris Injury Law for making this possible all the time, and to all of you for listening. Remember to love life. You know what I say, you get out of it what you put into it. And we'll see you guys next time on Texas Homegrown Music, right here with Maylee Thomas.